Blog Talk Radio.
Sound Talk Live, where professional stylists, barbers, makeup artists, and nail techs give you the 411 on the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything you want to know about natural hair, hair weaving, makeup, nails, education, products, and more. Real talk. It's what you've been waiting for. Shop Talk Live. Good, bad, the ugly.
Welcome to Shop Talk. And good morning, my special guest, internationally acclaimed master stylist, educator, and four-time Bronner Brothers champion, Mr. Kevin Kurtz. Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning? Kevin? Can you hear me, Kevin? Okay, we'll just take a break until we get everything together. Okay, hold on 1 second.
What are you drinking? Introducing a choice that's just as unique as you are. Still and sparkling water by Royal Peace Spring Water. In a world of choices, some things remain refreshingly simple. At Royal Peace Spring Water, every drop is a reminder that you deserve the best. So, what are you drinking? Order yours today at www.shoutoutlive.com.
Sound Talk Live, where professional stylists, barbers, makeup artists, and nail techs give you the 411 on the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything you want to know about natural hair, hair weaving, makeup, nails, education, products, and more. Real talk. It's what you've been waiting for. Shop Talk Live. Good, bad, the ugly.
Okay, we're back. Kevin, are you connected now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I can hear you. Okay, I know Kevin Kurtz, but tell the listeners a little bit about you.
You say tell the listeners about me?
Yes, tell me a little bit about you, really.
Okay, well, you know,
who is Kevin Kurtz?
Well, who is Kevin Kurtz? That's a great question. Sometimes I have to ask myself that several times. you know, like most people, you know, different parts of me. I think that to me the most important part of my being is that you know, I'm a man of God. I think that the most important thing for me to do is to live out my purpose in which God has created me for. You know, I believe that we were all born here for, born to this earth for a reason, and the best thing that we can do is to seek out and find our purpose and live it out to the best of our ability. You know, so that's been like my life mission to do that. Second, it would be I'm a husband, I'm a father. You know, I never really grew up saying I wanted to do anything in my career. I didn't have any career goals, to be honest with you. As accomplished as I am within this field, I didn't think that I was going to be a hairstylist when I was growing up, but I knew I wanted to be a father. I knew I wanted to be a husband. And I tried my best to be that. So ultimately, you know, to me, that's who I am. You know, I'm a man who tries to live my life as best as I can according to God's word and the reason why he brought me to this earth. And then I try to be the best husband and the best father I can to my family. You know, the third thing is, go ahead.
No, I said awesome.
You know, and then my work. You know, I'm a retired hairstylist. Now, I did hair behind a chair for over 20-something years. And then I decided after I developed Kurt Pro Hair Products, you know, I was actually still working behind a chair, and I was self-perfecting and beginning to sell and distribute Kirk Pro. And at the time, I also was working as the as one of the founding members of the Babbler's Pro design team, which is, you guys know Babbler's Pro, that is a huge company.
So Kirk Pro, that's a product?
Kirk Pro is a wet line. Kirk Pro is a wet line. Matter of fact, Kirk Pro started off as one product line, but then it eventually grew to, we have in three divisions, what's up on the Kirk Pro line, and that is my Argon collection, my Trifactor collection, my Sousa collection. And through those collections, you have the ability to really answer, I would say, about 90% of your needs as a hairstylist or a barber for your clients. I mean, from, you know, the right shampoos, conditioners, styling aids, treatments, relaxers, color services. You know, we have a full gamut of products that answers the problems and offer the solutions to the challenges that stylists and barbers have in today's climate. You know, this industry is a forever changing and forever evolving business, and you have to stay up on the latest of products and techniques in order to continue to grow your skill set to be able to produce the look that that is needed for today. And Kirk Pro has dedicated itself to being able to be the solution for the stylists, for the help, and for the barbers that's out there now. You know, and It doesn't matter. It's a multicultural line. We work on all textures of hair and all curl patterns. So it doesn't matter if you're dealing with 1A or 4C, we have a product for you. You know, so ultimately, that's who I am. You know, I'm a
work really, yeah, you do. Your work really speaks for itself. You know, what would you consider your specialty? Would it be hair cutting or color? And do you do natural hair?
I do it all. I grew up in an era when you learn to do it all, you know, and that's what you know, that's what I try to do. I've always tried to do it all. So, you know, I spent my majority of my career, though, focusing on cutting and color being my expertise, you know. Mm-hmm. But to be honest with you, I knew that was just a calling card that would grab people's attention. I've always been, you know, I focus strongly on first being a strong hair cutter, and then second to be a great colorist. But okay. My style, I didn't allow my style ability to go lacking as well. And people don't know me for doing hair extensions, but, you know, I master, you know, I'm focused on, like, all different techniques of styling hair, you know, hair extensions, updo hairstyles, wedding hairstyles. I don't promote them as much because, you know, I may not. Well, you know, you always have your favorite things that you like to do. Those ones are still my favorites, but I made sure that I understood and I, you know, what it took to do them properly and do them great, you know. So I grew up in an era where you just really, you learn to do it all, but cutting color has always been my calling card.
Do you still do classes?
Yes,
I know you said
class.
You retired.
I retired behind the chair.
Behind the chair. Because I see you have a master class for hairstyling for film and television. That's interesting.
Well, that is what I was doing in conjunction with Jacynthia Mason. Jacynthia Mason is an awesome hairstylist who she is what you call one of the lead stylists on a lot of film and production studios. And and we collaborated so that she can bring her knowledge and expertise to my audience. You know, I do have an event called Jam Session. And with Jam Session, I bring in top hairstylists to, you know, from different aspects of the business, you know, top barbers, hairstylists, natural hairstylists, braiders, you know, just different people who I know have a lot to offer. And Jacynthia is one of them, and that we did a collaboration with that, you know. But I am currently putting together two great classes in Birmingham, Alabama. One will be in 2 weeks called Hair and Scalp Harmony, and it's about teaching people about different scalp disorders and also how to prevent hair loss and how to promote hair growth. And if by some chance you just cannot produce your own natural hair, we have people that's coming in to give you options for hair replacement. So we have that class December the 9th, and it's going to be open to the general public as well. And then we also have a class that is strictly for the professional, and it's a master class for colorists. If you desire to really understand how to produce amazing, beautiful hair color, you know, without damaging or stressing your client's hair out, without, you know, then you want to be in the class, in this class. If you have a hard time knowing how to formulate, you know, a lot of times, you know, color go wrong before you even apply it to your client's hair because you didn't know the right things to mix up, you know. And, and so we're teaching how to properly formulate. We're teaching you to really understand and master the theory of hair color so that you want to take the guesswork out of it. You know, we don't want you, you know, you know, I remember the days when I was doing hair color, and I said, I do my consultation, I walk to the back, and while I'm walking, I'm praying, Lord, please let this work out right, because, you know, I think I know what I'm doing, but I'm not for sure, you know, so we want to eliminate, continue the prayer, but let's pray with the confidence that we know we're doing the offering the right services and the right formula for our clients, you know, and not that we're guessing or hoping that everything is going to just work out. So, you know, so our class, our color, is part of my CATA program, which is Kevin Kirk Advanced Training Academy. And this particular session is designed to really give a person a strong foundation of hair color, from doing beautiful monochromatic colors to covering gray, proper lifting to get those gorgeous blondes, and also color placement so that you can just do some remarkable work without stressing your client's hair.
And this class is in Birmingham, Alabama, December 9th?
It's going to be in Birmingham, Alabama. Well, Hair and Hair Scalp Harmony is December 9th. My CATA class, my Kirk Van training class, is going to be January the 21st and the 22nd. It's a all hands on boot camp class, so it's going to be a seriously intense program. You know, you're going to be working from that morning to that night, and again, it's all hands on class because you know to really get into that color, you can't just sit back and watch it. You got to get your hands dirty. So, you know, we're going to get at it.
So, how do you register for this class?
You can for. All of my classes, you can go online to my website, which is kevinkirkpro.com, and you'll see how to register for it at kevinkirkpro.com.
Okay. So let's talk about, this is something I used to do too. What about beat the stage? That's like a challenge. You do challenge on stage? That's what I used to do in Miami.
Beat the stage is, man, to me, honestly, is one of the hottest hair competitions we have in our industry at this moment. It is definitely a challenge, you know. It's the way we got it signed up, you know, people sign up to participate. And they are – you ever watched the show, the movie, I think it was called Stump the Yard or Bring It On.
Stump the Yard.
All right. Yes. So you know how you have dancers like standing toe to toe with each other and battling out who's the best.
Yes.
That's how Beat the Stage is. I mean, you go toe to toe with someone who you know who think they're better than you, and y'all get on the stage and y'all cut y'all butts off to prove who's the best one. And ultimately, that's what Beat the Stage is about. And the level of excitement that goes on is phenomenal. You know, we bring in top-notch judges to tally up the scores, and the audience also played a role in deciding who's the winner as well. But it is really, really a challenging event that people love.
And I like how you incorporate not only the stylists, but the barbers as well.
Oh, yeah.
I like
that. Yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. The industry, you know, when I first started out, you know, like 30-some years ago, it was a lot of things was different, you know. But now the barbers didn't have as big of a voice in our industry as they do now. But I really love how the barbers have stepped up. And now, if you ask me, their voice is larger than hairstylists in a lot of cases.
Oh, they are. They are, most definitely. Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how it's a new era for us, this industry. What advice can you give, like, the new generation, the new stylists? Because they're totally different from the, you know, stylists from back in the day.
Yeah, it is. And I see a lot of good and the hairstylists and what they're doing and how they're doing it. I see a lot of good, but I also see a lot of things that they need to improve upon, or they need, I would say, expand their understanding or expand the way they approach the hair industry. What I love about them is that they're not just looking at, they're taking a more, a lot of hairstylists are taking the time to truly brand themselves and to market themselves as an expert within their particular field. You know, hairstylists now, like we said, I grew up learning how to do it all. That was my goal and that was my focus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hairstylists now, they have their specialties, okay? So, you know, you come in and stylists may only do natural hair, or they may only do locks, or they may only do braids, or they may only do weave extensions or lace fronts or et cetera. You know, it took me a minute to adapt to that, but, I mean, that's how the trends are now. People want what they want
to
serve,
they
want to go to the expert. Well, you know, I grew up in an era where you're supposed to do everything, but I've learned to respect those who just want to focus on one niche. But my advice to them is this right here, okay? At some time, because I've been around long enough to know that, you know, what's hot now, and I don't care how much money you're making, what's trendy at this moment, you live long enough, what's trendy now and what's hot now is going to be cold. And there's nothing wrong with focusing on what's bringing you your money right now, but you also better have a plan for tomorrow. So don't limit yourself. Don't only educate yourself just in your field. You have to be able to look and see what a trend is going to shift next and go ahead and already be prepared and place yourself in position so that when a trend changes, okay, you're already there. You're not trying to regroup. A lot of hairstylists fall off and they never get back up because when the trend changed, they're not capable of regrouping because they didn't have, their foundation was not solid enough to weather the test of time. So my advice would be to the young hairstylist is to make sure that even though while you're focusing in on your niche, but make sure that you have a strong foundation. You might be a natural hairstylist, and a lot of your clients don't ask for a lot of haircuts. But guess what? Still learn how to cut hair. You may be a great lace front, a weaveologist, and a lot of times they don't want that weave cut, right, because it's paid all that money for it. But my advice to you, learn how to cut, because even with doing hair extensions, the better you put that cut on it, the more natural you make that hair look and flow. All right, and this is, you know, and I say that with hair cutting, I say that with color. If you master cut and color, okay, if you can master cut and color, your skill level will be at a place that no matter what trend come, you will be able to stay relevant. Because those, even the people who wear locks, guess what? They want those locks colored.
That's true.
People who get hair extensions, guess what? They want those hair extension color. Okay? And so if you know how to, certain things are just fundamental, and if you have your foundation fundamentally sound, you will be able to weather the test of time, and you will be able to make a lot of money in this industry for years and years. I have survived being considered one of the top in the industry for over 3 decades. So because of that, I feel like I have the right to say what I'm saying. You know, because this is, it worked for me, and it has worked for those who I have trained.
And we have seen the expenditure go up and down, but through it all, we have maintained a certain level of success that just does not yield. So, you know, that would be my advice to these young people. Hey, listen to me, because I promise you, I've been there, and I know what I'm talking about. It ain't all about having a hot moment right now, but
yeah,
being able to sustain for years and years to come.
And we have some of the older stylists that kind of gave up. Do you have any advice for them? They just kind of went back to corporate.
A lot of older hairstylists I've seen that they've given up because, like I said, when the trends change and they realize that they cannot, you know, it's hard to admit when you were the hottest hairstylist in the city and now your book is not filling up like it used to. A lot of times we make that mistake that we take it for granted that everybody wants to sit in our chair, and we forget that there was sitting in your chair because all your skills was polished. You stayed current on the trends. You were going to different classes and getting the education that you needed in order to, you know, to be relevant. But then you got complacent, you settled, and you stopped doing that. You know, a lot of times to my older hairstylists, you know, we lose our passion because we stopped doing the things that made us passionate about the industry. We stopped going to hair shows. We stopped going to classes. We stopped hanging around our peers and having conversations with other hairstylists. We get so involved with life. You know, we get married, we have kids, we have ups, we have downs. And sometimes one of the biggest asset the devil has, or I say the enemy has, is that he puts us in a sense of aloneness and isolation where we're no longer being fed by people with encouraging words and inspiration. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, we lose some of our passion. So my word would be, to stylists that's been in this business for a while, continue. Don't forsake the fellowship. All right, continue to find opportunities to talk to other hairstylists. You know, to talk to like-minded people, other creative people, so that you can continue to tap into things that inspire you, that motivate you, things that help feed your passion and keep you creative and keep the love for the industry alive in you. For those who just pretty much have walked away, but you still got some of that fire left in you that you want to get back in it, do it. Get back in it. There's a lot of money in this business, okay? But what we can't do is the same thing that we've been doing that has not yielded us a profit. So we might have to change some things up. We might have to evolve a little bit like the industry has and try to learn a new trick or two. But the main thing, if you ask me, is to continue to educate yourself. Continue to put yourself in rooms where you have other people who are thriving to be at the best of their game, because that's going to motivate you to continue to be at the best of your game. We have to learn how to continue to deal with one another. One of the things that I've seen that's trending, this is a mentality and not a skill set, but this mentality to me is dangerous. And is that we have a lot of people now, you know, and this kind of goes with the open floor versus suite conversation or debate.
Yes.
You know, we got this mindset that I don't want to be, you know, the hairstylists don't want to be around other hairstylists because they are afraid of confrontation. They're afraid of somebody getting on their nerves or them getting on somebody's nerves. So because they don't want, nobody want no smoke, everybody kind of like just stay to themselves, and they feel like that's better for them as individuals, and it's better for them, you know, and the industry. I disagree with that totally.
I disagree as well.
I think confrontation is good.
Yes.
Confrontation is good, and I would love to do a whole segment on on how confrontation is good, because confrontation challenges you to look at somebody else's perspective and to try to understand where somebody else is coming from. The only time confrontation is bad is when the two people that are confronting each other have a totally selfish mindset where they just don't want to listen to what somebody else has to say, or somebody else's point of view would never have some validity to them. But if you can learn to listen to what another person is saying, you don't have to agree to it. You don't even have to like it. But if you can allow just to listen, I promise you, it can spark your mind to think of something a little bit different, and you may see a different approach. You might that will help you to do what you do better.
Exactly.
Confrontation is not a bad thing. You know, it challenges us, and sometimes we don't want to be challenged. But again, when you don't challenge yourself, that's when that complacency come in, and that's when you find yourself one foot in this business and one foot out. You know, so
yeah, 'cause back in the day, that's how it was. We had salons. It would be like 8 to 10 people in the salon. That's how we did the hair shows. We really can't do these hair shows when people are individual. They're in their little individual suit. You know, like you said, they need to be together. Confrontation is what it is. You learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
But
I totally agree.
I don't understand the sweet thing. I just wish that we can come back to that. You know, Kevin.
Well, I believe it's the mentality of what people are having right now. The mentality of what people are having right now is that they feel like the individuals, or the isolation is better. But, you know, it's rare, in my opinion, where isolation is going to beat out the community or being a part of something. There's nothing greater than being a part of something that's greater than you. You know, that really pulls out the best of you. That's one of the reasons why I developed Kata. You know, it's so that people can come together with like-minded individuals, and for that weekend, we push each other to be the best version of ourselves. We challenge each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We talk to each other. We share within our dreams and our passions, man. It's not often, you know, if you can have a soulmate, you can have a spouse, you know, you can have a life partner. But, you know, it's not too many life partners that will share your true love in this industry unless they are in this industry too. So it's a lot of times, you know, you need to connect with people who understand what you're going through so that you can fully express, you know, your love for this business and or discuss challenges that you have for this business and get some information from somebody who probably have been through what you've been through or are going through it right now that can offer you a different, perspective, a different way to, attack the problem or to solve the problem. We have to just learn how to be around, like-minded. We have to learn how to be around each other so that we can continue to grow and move this industry forward.
I sure hope we can bring that together for 2024. You know, we need to bring that back. Like I said, that's what I like. I don't like the individuality of it. I like everybody together because we learn more. Education is the key. Education is definitely the key. So, Kevin, give everybody your, before we leave, give everybody your social media handles and tell them about the classes again and the Harmony and the color class. Tell them how they can register and all that good stuff.
Okay, so on Instagram, my Instagram name is Kevin Kirk Pro. My website is also Kevin Kirk Pro. So if you just remember Kevin Kirk Pro, you'll have access to finding me very easily. Again, that's Kevin Kirk Pro. That's my name, KevinKirkPro, Kevin Kirk Pro. And you can go to my website, KevinKirkPro.com, and you will be able to click on the Hair and Scalp Harmony class, and you can register and pay for everything right there. The same way on my website, click on the Academy, and it'll take you right to CADA, and you will be able to register. You can get more information about the program. You'll be able to register for the program and pay for the program right there on the website. And we also have special financing for any product or services that we offer on the website. If you're buying products and you want to go ahead and stock up, if you're paying for these classes and you want to, you know, make sure you get in, but you don't necessarily have all the money right now, we have financing built into the website where you can break everything down to some easily monthly payments. So we make it really easy and convenient for you to be able to get the products and the information you need in order to be a success.
Kevin, that's awesome. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and giving everybody all this information that was actually really needed for them. So I just hope they take everything that you said to heart and come back with the passion, especially the older stylists. They need to come back. We want them to come back, and we want them, everybody, to get together and take classes and let's get this industry back where it used to be. So
that's,
I want
right.
to thank you. I want to thank you for, just coming on, taking the time to come and, and talk to the people about.
Well, it was a true pleasure, and I appreciate you, and I'm very thankful and grateful for you having me on your program. You know, I don't take things lightly that you ask me to come and share my knowledge and my wisdom to your audience. I appreciate it, and I thank you, and whenever you need me, call upon me again, and I will show up.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. Everybody, have a great day.
All right.
Shout Talk Live, where professional stylists, barbers, makeup artists, and nail techs give you the 411 on the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything you want to know about natural hair, hair weaving, makeup, nails, education, products, and more. Real talk. It's what you've been waiting for. Shop Talk Live. Good, bad, the ugly.